from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. G20 summit, not just about economics. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, President Obama and British Prime Minister Theresa May met to talk about a number of issues, including the Syrian civil war. The Prime Minister said she will urge Russia to clear the way for civilians in need of getting help.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Now, Secretary of State John Kerry is also at the summit and told reporters that the talks between the U.S. and Russia are proceeding cautiously.
I've said all along we're not going to rush and we're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
After the meeting with Prime Minister May, President Obama told reporters in the U.S. and Britain will continue strengthening what he called their special relationship, even as London pursues its exit from the European Union.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the consequences of the decision don't end up unraveling what is already a very strong and robust economic relationship that can become even stronger in the future.
The two-day G20 meeting began on a diplomatic high note following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had submitted documents committing them to carrying out the Paris Climate Agreement. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. This is VOA News. President Obama told Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that his administration would work with Turkey to help ensure that those responsible for an attempted coup are brought to justice.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure that those who carried out these activities are brought to justice and reaffirm our strong support for the Turkish people and Turkish institutions.
The Turkish president sat right across the table from the U.S. president. He said the post-attempted coup documentation and evidence therein will be amassed, and they will be submitted to our friends in the U.S. The efforts are still underway. We had welcomed a delegation from the American Justice Department, and a similar delegation from the Turkish Ministry of Justice will go to the U.S. Our Minister of Justice and Minister of the Interior will travel to the United States, whereby we will concentrate their efforts on the elaboration of this evidence. Obama and Erdogan met on the sidelines of the G20 summit. The UN Refugee Agency is estimating nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean in the past year, trying to escape fighting and difficult situations in their home countries. During the first 8 months of the year, the agency reports more than 280,000 people have made the sea crossing to Europe. UN says migration patterns have changed, which UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says have caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year. This makes 2016, to date, the deadliest year on record in the Central Mediterranean. The chances of dying on the Libya to Italy route are 10 times higher than when crossing from Turkey to Greece.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund estimates around 500,000 refugee and migrant children have fallen prey to people smugglers who charge large amounts of money to transport migrants to Europe.
Us with a heart.
Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in highlight of his Holy Year of Mercy during a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands of people at Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters. Her missionaries of charity have homes for the poor in more than 120 countries, aided by several thousand nuns and over 1 million volunteers. When she died in 1997, her only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.